Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
And so our ability to be able to have these long-lasting names and brands and create new symbols in a culture that represents our prosperity, our growth, our class, our wealth, that's key. So you have to think about it bigger because they're going to automatically leverage the narrative that you can't do better than what I'm going to give you, right? Maybe not right now, but in the future I can. And if I hold on to this, my children are going to be doing better.
And they
got more leverage.
Whatever their better is, I have to value what your better is.
Right.
I don't value your better.
Yeah.
Because I value what I think is better.
Exactly.
When you ever see me, I sit courtside. I'm always a sire.
Yeah.
And all the players from both teams, when they see me, they looking, who's that guy? Yeah, I'm in black luxury. We look better than that stuff you got on.
We
got
to stop. You said something earlier. I got to stop creating these beautiful brands. And then once you get the money, the way you showcase the celebration of your success is by buying everybody else's brand and stepping outside. Like, look, I made it.
Yeah,
your brand should be the look I made it.
Exactly. And that's it. When I'm out there, I ain't wearing nothing but Sire.
Yeah.
And they see that dude got on these leather jeans and this leather jacket. Like, and they like, who's that? I said, it's mine. That's yours? You and Neiman Marcus? No. Straight to consumer, baby.
Yeah.
Because why am I going to give them half of what I made without them doing the work?
It makes no sense.
As soon as you put your stuff in the store, like you said, you giving it to them at wholesale.
Yeah.
Now, I may sell it to them wholesale, $300. They're going to sell it for $1,200. Mm-hmm. That may not even be the price point I wanted because I'm not trying to price my people out. But I want them when they have the dope stuff on. Like, I sell leather pants, leather jeans for $250. Yeah. You got people selling regular thin, fast fashion jeans for $1,300.
Mm.
So the people who win it, they know. They like, yo.
We got to stop buying brands and buy quality.
Yeah.
That's always been my thing, quality.
So that's how I was able to continue to do what I do because I teach them the quality. I used to bring out a scale and put like a shirt on it. I said, this is a t-shirt. Now, theirs is 2 ounces. This is an 8-ounce t-shirt. How long you think this is going to last over that?
That's
and this
fact.
One costs less. So I've been trying
to
teach.
I like them 6-ounce shirts, man.
Right. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You have to teach your customer like what's quality. Because now, like when I grew up, there was no fast fashion. There's no H&M, none of that stuff. And nobody went shopping every week. You bought pieces because you bought quality. That's why people like to go thrifting now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're gonna go to the thrift shop, they're gonna get a shirt from the 80s. That was made to last forever. These clothes now are last to wash.
That's a fact.
They're made to last 3 spin cycles, and it's a wrap. The buttons is gone, everything. Like, so the quality, everybody's doing trends. And these trends, since social media, people want to show outfits. So they're out here overly buying stuff that they don't need because they're buying perception. They want to show people like, yeah, I'm doing something. You know, that's the reason why people buy the white brands.
Right.
You got Gucci on, people know it's expensive.
Right.
That's why people in the project, they sell drugs, but then they want to be on the corner with Gucci and Louis because now they know, like, damn, Sean got on Louis. Mm-hmm. Like, he got to be making
money. Right, right.
Because it's like,
showcases
we know
class
it.
And wealth and social status.
It's that classism. You know, like, if you're at a game and you're courtside, you know that person paying six figures for them tickets, right? Mm-hmm. But then you got the guy up there. It's a social, that's America.
Right.
Capitalism. You and where that, you fit in that.
That goes back to Roman times in different European societies where the shoes that you wear represented your wealth status, right? Right. It would be certain colors, certain mm-hmm. things that was on there. Mm-hmm. So certain people couldn't wear it. Like, the slaves and things of that nature, they was barefoot.
Barefoot, yep.
You understand me? And so certain people of certain, you know, status and class, and even today, you know, shoes represent a person's sexual preference, wealth, mm-hmm. class, status, identity, mm-hmm. right? And so what they realize is that they say that, well, you are poor, you want to be rich, so we can make you look rich, mm-hmm. right? And so we've gotten caught up in looking rich, mm-hmm. right, versus living rich or mm-hmm. living wealthy. Right. And setting up actual wealth systems.
Right.
Right. If you teach a people instantly, this is how you rob most people of their customers. You get rid of their insecurities. Mm-hmm. Right. And you educate them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's it right there.
Well, ignorance and insecurities feeds consumerism.
That's a fact.
Right. Because you're trying to cover up all of your issues. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, you say, well, I'm not perfect, but then what we gonna do? We gonna do shopping. And then you go buy something you feel like represents something better than you. And so if I put this on, people see this. They don't see me no more. It's mm-hmm. my shield.
Mm-hmm. It's right? Costume.
Yeah. So being able to get to a point where if I'm teaching, you know, financial education, if I'm teaching people health, if I'm teaching, you know, all of these different sciences, I'm healing my people to where the brands can no longer be predatory, right, on our scars and our traumas and our triggers. Right. Because we're trying to become more than we know who we are. But when you know yourself, I don't need that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I seen my older brother, man. He used to pick up the flyest, baddest women in the world in a dirty T-shirt. And he told me, like, you know, it's about who you are. You right. Mm-hmm. The way you're able to speak, like, yep. make her laugh. Like, and then I realized it ain't got nothing to do with what you got on.
No, because most women don't even care about that stuff.
No,
like,
they
unless
don't.
Unless that's what their mind state is, they want somebody to trick on them. They're like, right. oh, if he could afford Louis, then I know he could buy me a
right,
bag.
Right, right.
But if they, like, well, if these certain dudes right? sit there and spend, pay resale yeah. on some Nikes that's not even worth the $150, but yeah. they're paying $1,000, they're like, oh, I got these. The girl don't even care.
It's indirect prostitution.
Yeah,
that's what
a dude gonna come with some regular Reebok classes and bag her yeah. because she don't care about
especially
what she got
if he
on.
From Oakland.
Right. right.
Like, you know, they're just different out here. We yeah. actually learn how to speak to women.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. But that's the game. You know.
Yeah.
It's just like it's funny that. You talk about the Roman times, this ain't changed yet.
No, it ain't
it's
changed.
It's still the same way with better marketing and better mm-hmm. advertising, right?
That's a fact.
Like you say, America is the greatest country in the world. No, it's advertising right. the greatest country in the world.
Right.
Because I heard your country, you don't got to pay for school.
That's a fact.
Like, I like no death.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
They
like,
got to pay for school, healthcare, all these things that become like what we fight inside our democracy for, that's a normalcy for them.
Yeah, normal.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but we're advertised as, oh, we're the greatest country right. in the world.
And just that idea of like, all right, so us as a people, right? We don't like, if we say something is made in Africa, actually it's starting to become more of mm-hmm. a value thing now, right? Because we're starting to recreate those connections to the motherland and we like, oh, this is made in Africa. We feel that's more ethnic, right? Mm-hmm. We feel that's more cultural and we don't, there's no Africa is bad value. No, when it comes to clothing, what we don't realize, there's no stereotype against made in Africa, mm-hmm. right? Because Africa has always been the motherland of resources and skill. Mm-hmm. And so that whole made in China thing can disappear now. That whole, oh, this is made in Italy can disappear because them sisters over there that's putting together stuff in them African markets are just as skilled as the Italian artisans, right? And so once you be able to create that comparison, the only thing that they don't have is a pathway for import-export and access to different textiles so that we can create that industry between, let's say, Ghana or, you know, in South Africa to America.
Even in Italy, when you say that the Italian are, you know, they're not even the ones making it.
Yeah.
80% of the factories, clothing factories, are owned by China.
Right.
And the people who work in it are Chinese.
So it ain't no little Italian man carving up the stuff, making it.
So the thing is, people understand too with the like the Louis Vuitton and all of these legacy brands. When they started, it was like me and you. We're sewing the clothes in our fashion house.
Right.
They didn't rent stores. They rented houses. That's what they call fashion houses. And they would sew the clothes. Oh, this is for the queen. Or this is for the nobles.
Right.
They made clothes for royalty. And that's how they got their name. Right. But then they started selling their name because like, oh, this is Balenciaga.
Right.
But guess who's making fashion houses.
And that's what most people don't realize.
But see, what people don't realize is look how many stores around the whole world. Right. That was custom. That was custom, one of one for these certain people. And that's how the name got big. And then what they did now, what they do now is they leverage the name, like kind of like with Kanye and Adidas. Kanye owned the name Yeezy, but not the designs.
Mm-hmm.
So they were giving him 11% for using his trademark on their shoes.
Right,
that he helped design too. But it's just that name. Same thing with Virgil, Off-White. Virgil didn't own Off-White.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting paid $2 million a year, his salary.
I thought he owned it at a point in time.
He never owned it. That's why if you watch it, after this, watch the Breakfast Club interview again.
I gotta take my Off-Whites off.
So if you watch the interview with Dapper Dan on the Breakfast Club, he tells you that.
Yeah.
He said these guys don't own these brands.
Yeah.
They take a salary, right? So even Fear of God, he don't own it. He owns the name Fear of God, but because they had a spark, right? Yo, I'm Kanye's boy. I want my own brand. So these venture capitalists come in, you know what? Hey, we gonna buy your brand.
Right.
We gonna get it all built up.
Right.
That's why people used to be mad at Virgil when they looked at his employees. He had no black employees.
Mm.
His employees was white because the same Palm Angels, same company owns Off-White. That's the same people making the same stuff.
Say what?
They just put an Off-White label on it.
Dang.
But that's how they work. So it's the same thing with these. Because there's so many stores, there's no way that these clothes are, if it's ready to wear and on the shelf, it's made in a sweatshop.
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally just paying for that name that earned its value from the times when fashion first started.
Right.
Where, like you say, segregation, where we couldn't get it. So it became a thing where we wanted to have that because we wanted to feel closer to normal.
Mm.
Right? It's not like to feel like white people. White people treated us different. We were 3/5 of a man. So if we had the same clothes that they had at one time, we couldn't own it.
Right.
Now we can own it. Now we feel closer to normal.
Right. Like a full human being.
And if we're closer to normal, then we started getting that breakdown of, okay, well, then our people who still live in the hood, they can't afford that. But we're closer here to the white people.
Right.
And these people are not. And they still do it to this day.
Right.
When you see people bragging about Amiri or Louis Vuitton. Because you go to the hood, some people wear Payless.
Right.
They don't got that. So now you feel like you at least leaped this person, but you haven't leaped anything because you still live in the same building.
Right. And you're the same person.
And you're the same person and you don't own anything. You spend $100,000 a year on clothing from these famous fashion brands and you haven't even purchased a property yet.
And if you were to save that $100,000, you would actually be more wealthier.
Yes.
So by not wearing the clothes makes you wealthier, but by wearing the clothes, it robs you.
Higher consciousness meets fashion. Meets design, meets a representation of your higher self. How do you actually earn your crown? You gotta have some knowledge yourself. You have to be actively working on a path, consistently doing something great in your life, right? Now, you don't have to be a billionaire. You don't have to be a celebrity. I know I've crowned many people throughout my time, but it's more so about you recognizing who you are and you having something that connects to that in your everyday fashion, in your everyday style. You'll never see me without my crown. Why? Because it represents who I am, and I want that to communicate every single time I walk outside. The sun, moon, and stars representing freedom, justice, equality, and enlightenment, representing truth, and a universal mind tapped in to the freedom. frequency of higher consciousness and purpose. If you want to represent those same standards at a higher level, and you want to have something that you can adore that represents your rulership in this universe, make sure you tap in and go to Crowns 19 and crown yourself. I'm 19 Keys, the designer of crowns, and I want to see you get crowned. Tap in.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.